The first reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'm starting to read at verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer griefs in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
And verse 18 of 1 Peter 1. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth for ever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth for ever. And this is the word which by the gospel.
I'd like us, just for a little while this morning, first of all, I'd like to thank folks who've taken part and helped. I'd like us just to look for a moment or two on that first chapter of Peter. It's one of my favourite chapters in the Bible, to be honest. I just want us to think about the fact that in verse 3 we hear read, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." There's no other name under heaven whereby we may be saved. It's as straightforward as that. I think it is Acts 4:12 that says that. But there is no other heaven name. You know, you can talk about all these other religions and all the rest of it, but Scripture is very clear. There is no other name. And what are we saved from and to? In verse 4 it says, to an inheritance. And I like these old-fashioned words, really, but not just because I mentioned, but I think it's they're wonderful words. To an inheritance. Well, that's good, isn't it, to have an inheritance. Incorruptible. And in these days, when we have so much corruption going on and so little truth being told, especially in high places, it's our faith and our inheritance is incorruptible, and it's also undefiled. You know, it's easy for us to feel defiled, isn't it? And yet our inheritance is undefiled and fades not away. You know, it's not a 5-minute thing. We're in an instant society nowadays, and people throw away all sorts of things, and I'm dreadful because I don't. And my family did manage to get me to take a whole lot up to the scene fair yesterday to the auction to get rid of it, and some of it didn't even sell. But the fact is that some of us like to hold on to things, but the fact is that today we have an instant society, and we get rid of things very rapidly. But our inheritance fades not away. It's reserved in heaven for you. What a lovely thought, isn't it? That in heaven, there is a place reserved for us. You know, sometimes we can get to some very exciting meeting. I probably wouldn't be there. But you can get to some exciting meeting and there's crowds and crowds going there. And there's not always a place for you. However many people are getting to heaven, there is a place reserved for us if we trust the Lord Jesus as the Lord and Saviour. And we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. We're kept by the power of God. And in a minute we're going to sing one of my favourite hymns. And it says there, His love has no limit, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary known unto men. Power, no boundary known unto men. That's the power that is keeping us and our salvation. So, when you came to know the Lord, did you get excited? Some people just, it happened, didn't it? And to some people, their lives were transformed. As I've said before, I know that the day that I came to know the Lord, I was at a service and I was doing the prayer. And one of my best friends, right after it, said, "What's happened to you?" Because several hours before, I'd given my heart to the Lord Jesus, and my prayer was different because I knew Him. And all I'm asking this morning as well is, do you know the Lord Jesus? Do you know Him as Lord and Saviour? And then he says, Peter says, you know, we greatly rejoice for a season, but sometimes we are going to go through problems. I don't know whether any of you might feel you've got some problems. Some of us do, and not just old age. But, you know, the fact is that we have problems. But it says in verse 7 that the trial of our faith is much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes we've got to go through the fire. It's a refining process. And the gold that comes out at the end of it is purer. The trials that we receive and that we go through, when we come out at the end, our faith will be stronger. Jesus loves us. He loves us, and we should be celebrating the Lord's Supper in a minute. But the fact is that He loves us with an everlasting love. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. You know, His love has no limit. That's the love that the Lord Jesus got for you and me. And how did He show it? He showed it by going to the cross and dying there for you and for me. He was sinless. He was spotless. He didn't need to go to the cross for Himself. but he had to go to the cross for you and me. And there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in, as the hymn writer says. And how true that is. You know, only Jesus could save us. Only Jesus. I trust that each one of us here this morning might know that salvation that he gives. And even if you're going through a tough time, and all of us do, some make more of it than others, but the fact is that all of us can go through a tough time. It's a refining process. And it's only as the Lord refines us that we grow closer to him. It's tough when it's going on. Nobody's saying it's easy. It's tough. Full stop. But the reality is that God will bring us through, that we might rejoice with him in heaven. One of my other favourite verses is in Habakkuk, and it may not be applicable to many of you, but it's sort of relatively applicable to me, in the sense that it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, well, we haven't got any fig trees, but we have got some other trees, neither shall fruit be on the vines, the labour of the olive shall fail, the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So all I would say this morning is, whatever your storm that you're going through, and we can all have plenty of storms, whatever storm you're going through, it might be a short-term blip, it might be a long-term one that's going through. I mean, if you think about it, I don't know whether you saw on the news, some chappie from Australia got shipwrecked on his little boat, and he was survived for 2 months on his own with his dog on this little boat, and they survived on fish and everything else. But he did survive it. That was a long-term storm. Some of us might have just our boat flip over and that's it. But, that's the difference. Sometimes we're going through long-term storms, and sometimes it's just quick ones. Both of them can be equally devastating. But we need to remember that we can rejoice in the Lord through all of it. He loves us. We need to keep hold of that he loves us with an everlasting love. And whatever we're going through, I always say that if I'm going through a real problem, what I do is I look at the cross. And what do I see there? I see, as the hymn writer puts it, two arms outstretched to save. And that's what is there. Jesus loves us that much that he died for us. And if he died for us, and he is God, then we will not fail. He will keep us, and we can joy in the God of our salvation, even though the trials might be fairly severe at this time. It may be that you've gone through severe trials, and you come through, and your faith is strengthened because of that trial. God doesn't allow things to happen just by chance. He allows it for our good, and always for our good. So this morning, let's remember that our faith is much more precious than gold that perisheth. And there is only one means of salvation. I trust that each one of us might know that salvation. I trust that each one of us, as we go through the storms of life, might find ourselves trusting in the living God who gave himself for us, that we might live with him for all eternity. Amen. So our closing hymn is up on the board, I believe. Somebody's kindly put it up for me. Thank you. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labours increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials is multiplied peace. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Amen. Thank you, Jude.